Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, and thanks for listening to the podcast. My name's April, but you might know me as the Podzilla. I've decided that I really want to share some things that I know because I know now that I didn't always know what I know, but now I do. So every week, I'll be sharing bite-sized real talks with advice that you didn't even know you needed. If you already follow me online, then you know that I love talking about why everybody is a good body, but there's lots of things that I didn't know about body positivity and activism that I'd love to share with you, as well as sharing my advice as a fat person so that you, like me, can become more inclusive and happy with your own body. I'm here to learn, teach, and grow. So if you are too, subscribe to hear from me whenever a new episode drops. Oh no! Diet culture! It's broken! Not quite. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast, episode 9. This week is about diets and how you think we can end diet culture. It's going to be short and sweet because many good things are. I'm going to ask some questions at the end and I would love to hear from you. I've been exposed to diets and diet food since childhood. Think Weight Watchers margarine, ew, Counting Points, Jenny Craig, all of it. I also remember being told I would have to have my jaw wide closed or a padlock put on the fridge. One of the reasons you didn't see me speaking out about the recent magnetic versions of the jaw lock. I feel pretty confident that based on some of the tweets, posts, and articles I read that many of my peers in the fat positive community felt disturbed and distressed by it, just as I did. Sophie Hagen tweeted, "Nothing tastes as good as torture feels," and even as I laugh, tears well in my eyes reading those words. Diets are, by definition, a regimen of eating and drinking sparingly so as to reduce one's weight. So after a lifetime of diets and disordered eating in my past, the thoughts of never truly go all the way out of my mind. I want to stay away from diet talk and diet culture as much as possible. Some people would probably call this shaming. Those same people generally do not understand fully what it is like to see your body as a before photo over and fucking over again. Comfort in your body is something we should all be entitled to. Without taking into consideration the ways that disability, gender dysphoria, and chronic illness steal this from many people, regardless of their weight or size, this comfort is something that fat people have long been forbidden from feeling. I know that diet culture is one of the main reasons any time I feel discomfort in or about my body. So what I want to know is, do you think it is possible to end diet culture? When will we smash diet culture and end it for future generations? What's the one thing that you can do to help end diet culture? What's the worst thing that diet culture has ever said to you? These questions are going to help me do more to dismantle diet bullshit in 2022, and I want to do it with you by my side. If you want to answer any of those questions in a voice note and email it to me, I can share your ideas with everyone who listens to the podcast in your own words. I'll also be putting them up for anyone who wants to respond to a trusty question box on Instagram, and I'll also share those answers. Like everything good that we're ever going to do for the world, we have to be united and do it together. Thank you in advance for the wonderful responses I hope to get to this episode. And speaking of 2022, I wanted to let you know that I'm going to be taking a short break over December and January. Because revival is survival, baby. I figure around a dozen episodes for the season will do nicely. All sorts of good things come in dozens. Eggs, bread rolls, donuts. So stay tuned for three more bites of this sweet podcast pie. And until next week, remember, my body, your body, everybody is a good body. Thanks again for listening to this episode of the podcast, part of the Acast Creator Network. If you enjoyed it, then don't forget to rate, like, subscribe, follow, whatever it is that you need to do so that you don't miss an episode. And if you know someone that might like it, don't forget to share it with them. You can also come and chat to me about anything from this episode on Instagram or Facebook. You'll find me at The Bodzilla. This podcast is about me, but it's also about you. So if you have questions, need advice, or want to hear my thoughts on something, head to thebodzilla.com and let me know. I'll leave the links where you can find them.